Hey, my name's Foo Connor, and I'm the founder and journalist of Gecko Magazine based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gecko covered over 600 events last year in arts, culture, and technology, and on most of this, I was on a bicycle. So, it's no surprise I got to know most of the bike shops in town over the last few years. However, Jerry Kranick's bike shop stands out. So, I went over to Kranick's and I asked him, hey, could, I don't know, maybe we just talk? And this is what he had to say. So how long has this place been here?
Well, it's been here. I moved it here in 1976. My dad had the first shop around 1946. So we've been around for, you know, over 60 years. But I wanted to have my own building, so I moved up here in the middle 70s when this was literally a war zone. My welcome to the neighborhood was a couple of the gang kids came in and said, why'd you move to our neighborhood? And I said, well, I got a good deal on a building, blah, 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 you know. He says, well, all we do at night is break in and steal stuff. He says, I don't know why you want to come up here. So the funny part about that is you fast forward about 25, 30 years from then, and the same kid comes back into my shop as an adult. And his first thing he said, you remember me? And I said, well, you look a little familiar. He says, well, my name's Clinton. Oh, I said, yeah, I said, I remember you, welcome to the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. He says, well, he says, I'm back. He says, and I have, he says, well, first I had to go away for a while. And we all know what that is. So he said, well, he says, I'm back. He said, I got a job, a wife and two kids. I said, really? Congratulations. That's really great. So he says, look, I said, I'm going to buy a couple bikes for Christmas at Toys R Us. Would you put them together? Now, 30 years ago, you'd have to pay me to put them together. Now you can come in and put them together for free. But he didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I said, Clinton, I said, you can come in and put them together for free if you want. He said, wow, you let me do that. Remembering how what a hard time he gave me. I said, yeah, sure, I let everybody do that. So he comes in, puts a bike together, one of them. And I ask him this question, which I only ask older people. I don't ask the younger kids this question. I said, Clinton, I said, do you think things have changed that much since you were running the streets here as a teenager? Or do you think your way of looking at things since you've been away for a while and got a little older and a little more mature, do you think the way you look at things is actually more different than actual events? And you could tell by the way I asked the question, he didn't understand it. So I repeated it and explained the question, and he was getting a headache trying to wrap his mind around this question. And I thought, well, here's a guy that could really learn something from this question because he has some perspective. Nothing. So he put the bike together, he leaves, he comes back, puts the other one, and I asked him the same question when he comes back the second time. It meant nothing to him. But things have changed up here quite a bit, and right now, real estate is doing pretty good because of the hospital and the streets and the sidewalks and so forth. But what happens down here at the shop, what makes this different than a lot of shops, is this is like a community. Did you ever go somewhere and get on an elevator and there's 10 people on the elevator? And what's everybody do? They look up to see what floor they're on and wait till their turn and they get off. No conversation. They don't interact with it. And if you had a chance to interact with the people on the elevator, I'll bet you half of those 10 people you'd find some common thread if you had the opportunity to talk to them. What happens here in the bike shop, the common thread of the bike brings people to the shop. They're back there fixing their bikes. They get to know somebody they would never have met before. And they find out, wow, one of my regular volunteers is from the Philippines. He's a medical student who's ready to do a residency. So he comes in a lot and volunteers because he didn't start his residency yet. So he went back one day and he's helping somebody. And about 10 minutes into helping him, he realized the person he was helping was from the same village in the Philippines that his family's from. So they're talking for a while, and then they go back and forth from English to the native tongue in the Philippines. It's not Spanish, it's a native tongue from the Philippines. And there was a third guy back here who didn't know either one of those, heard the Philippine language, and he came over and introduced himself. All three people had this great conversation from the same area of the Philippines. What's the odds of that? If they were on the elevator, that never would have happened. Never would have happened. But it happens often enough that I'm not surprised by it. It's what brings me to the shop every day.
Yeah.
The bike's a bike, you know. I mean, they all have wheels and spokes and derailleurs and so forth. But what brings me in is the people.
Thanks for listening. If you love this content and like to hear more, please visit our website at Jekko, JEKKO.com.